Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today, I am talking with Judy Harris. She is a nutritionist with the Utah Department of Health, and we are talking about grains for a minute. Judy, I think a lot of people just eat the same types of greens, the same type of lettuces, and they're not all made equal. And I think really variety, I think you've said it, is the spice of life. I mean, really getting a nice variety. So talk for a minute about our options when it comes to greens. We don't need to have just iceberg lettuce or romaine lettuce. We do have some great alternatives.
Right. And a lot of the greens provide great vitamin A and C and, you know, even K and fiber and some other things. But yeah, just anything in the vegetable family is just, there's just so many other things that can be added to what we typically get with some of the spring mixed greens. And those are great too, because they have a lot of different textures and taste to them. I always like to recommend spinach because it is so high in A and C, vitamin A and C. And, you know, it comes organic, pre-washed. It's so easy. And you can do so many different things as a salad or lightly sauteing it, you know, stir-fry with little oil and other vegetables, or steaming it, you know, and you can get a big handful of spinach, and it cooks down very to a small amount, but it's so condensed and rich in flavor that it works great as a little side dish. So I love using some of the bib lettuces. Those are such fine, tender leaves in your mouth. They just melt in your mouth. They're so delicate and tender on the tongue. I love that contrast of texture for salads, to throw that in there. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have arugula. Some of those have different flavors, so you probably want to look at recipes that, you know, appeal to you, because some of the kale and chard, you know, chard is a little bit more bitter, but again, in the right recipe, it's great. Collard greens too. You can do so many different recipes. In the South, they're always, you know, including collard greens with their meals. Mustard greens too. So those are some of the things to add besides the regular red or green leaf or romaine type lettuces, which are all really good too. But some of these maybe less popular, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Research is showing that more and more people are gardening, and that's a result of the pandemic, and younger people are gardening. For you as a nutritionist, you have to take heart in that people are actually growing their own vegetables.
I know. It's so great. And I think with our kids and childcare centers, we're trying to get that to be more popular in those facilities too. So they have an opportunity for kids to get outside. They understand their natural world they connect to. And then we know, research shows, and we know common sense-wise, too, you're more invested, you grow it, you make it, you care for it, you nurture it, you're most likely going to eat it and enjoy it and love it. It's part of who you become. And that's what I think has been so great about what, you know, about people getting involved and doing more gardening, is it does. It brings out a kind of a different side to people and connects them to their natural world, which I think is something that we've really, really lost touch with. And you know, eating really is something to nourish our bodies. And so, yes, I love the fact that we are vested in taking care of ourselves in that capacity. So, yeah, I think that's great.
Anything you'd like to add maybe that I haven't asked you about greens?
I just think, you know, there's a lot of non-traditional places that you can put it in. You know, if you make a salad, you know, layer a bunch of different, you know, spinach and arugula and romaine on a sandwich and just maybe keep it as a top bread piece instead of, you know, a thick piece of bread. You know, keep the veggies in a higher amount. You know, we want to talk about my plate. Half your plate is fruits and vegetables. So, you know, use it to add into that concept. When you look at your plate, to add more veggies, and greens are a great place to do it. And I've mentioned, you know, you stick it into other type of mixes, not just lettuce and green salads, but you know, the wheat berries or the pasta salads or things like that, where you're adding it into all different places that, you know, may not be as traditionally thought, you know. So the pestos or smoothies. I didn't mention smoothies. That one came to mind. I always put my spinach in my smoothies mm-hmm. in the summertime, you know. So
delicious.
Just, you know, yeah, think about all the different ways you can enhance it and use it as an enhancing, like you would with, you know, nuts in a salad, you know, use the different greens to enhance it. So yeah, I don't know, just enjoy.
Great. Judy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.